Duval County students will soon be shown videos teaching them what to do if a shooter were to come on campus. The same videos were highly controversial in Pinellas County, which has decided against showing them to elementary schoolers after backlash from parents. The Duval School District says the videos are meant to help prepare students and staff before state-required active assailant drills later this month. The videos were created by the Pinellas School District, and they teach students starting in kindergarten that if a shooter is on campus, they may have to run, hide, or fight. This is from the version the youngest kids will see.
Hello, students. Today we're going to discuss how to prepare for an active assailant on campus.
An active assailant is a bad guy who might try to hurt you.
Duval Superintendent Diana Green says the videos have been vetted by district trauma therapists and are age appropriate. But just like many in Pinellas, some Duval parents are concerned about the video's content. Allison Jackson, who also works as a clinical psychologist, is the mom of a 7- and 9-year-old. She's concerned about some of the terminology being too advanced and some of the visuals, like an assailant creeping around a school.
And the best analogy I can give is when you're on an airplane, they don't show footage of planes crashing because I imagine they would not want the passengers to feel anxious on that airplane. And I think that analogy works, but it's even more important for a child.
Duval parents will be allowed to opt their children out. Parents can first watch the videos on WJCT.org. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.